Down inside the locker room, Rob Moorhead, Jerry Stanger with you, joined at this time by the state championship football head coach of the East Central Trojans, Jake Miners. Congratulations, coach. 15-0, back-to-back state championships.
Can't say enough about this group. 15-0 this year, 21-0 in their last 21 games, back-to-back state champions. Just continue to set records within our program, not just individually, but collectively as a team. Just an incredible moment for these seniors to be able to walk away knowing that they did something that no other class. We've had some really, really good classes come through East Central, but no other class has been able to accomplish what they have done out here the last 2 years.
The legacy that you guys have left the last 2 years has got to be incredibly special for you as the head coach of this program. And we've talked in the past about, and you use the word dominate a lot, you're not done yet. There's more football to be played, and what a legacy this senior group left for your underclassmen on the sideline who might not have seen the field today, or the kids even in the stands watching.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I kept saying the word dominate, honestly, about 2 years ago. Then we have T-shirts this year with the words dominate on it, and that's just something that the boys must have picked up on. And then we springboarded a little bit of it's the style that we want to play, and it's the style that's gone on at East Central since 1973. You want to play stout defense, you got to run the ball. There's some games that we are going to pass the ball a little bit more than others, but if you can really win the battle of the trenches, if you can dominate the battle of the trenches, then you're going to win most football games. And our guys have just panned out. They put so much effort and so much work that's off the football field that people don't realize. It just the amount of effort for these guys and what they've been able to accomplish is just really, really awesome to see them going out, in my mind, the right way. And that's number one team in 4A.
Josh Ringer gets three more touchdowns today, got his 60th touchdown for this season. Just a fantastic performance, over 200 yards. Talk about your Mr. Football candidate.
Out of words, right? I mean, Josh just continues to show up in the biggest moments. And nothing that we did tonight was designed to get him stats or anything like that. He just did what he had to do to go win a football game. And, he's just as happy blocking for the other guys as he is running the football. But he is a special, special talent. And if that doesn't put an exclamation point on his Mr. Football candidacy, I'm not really sure what does, because he just continues to show up. His name's at the top of everybody's scouting report, and he continues to show up in a big way for us.
Coach, the Northwood Panthers made it a little close for a while there throughout the first half. I think it was the first time you never scored in the first quarter of a game all season. As the game went along, the game within the game, what did you guys start doing differently, maybe offensively and or defensively for that matter? They got a great passing attack. They had some yards on you today, but you did get four picks and was able to contain them.
Yeah, I think defensively it was all about creating pressure up front and then, making sure we were staying behind those guys. And their touchdown in the second quarter there, we tried to undercut a route, and those guys are really good. When you do that, big plays can happen. So we didn't change a thing defensively after that. It was, hey, we're fine. We're playing fundamental football. Don't undercut routes and try to stay on top of those guys. Offensively, it was just a feeling out process. We had to figure out how they were going to try to attack us defensively. We knew that they would probably sell out more numbers into the box, which they did. And then it's, how are they going to attack you from there? And we were able to jump into several different things. We were able to spread them out a little bit, jump back into the double wing, jump back into our split back stuff. And I think that by keeping that a little chaotic from their standpoint, they couldn't adjust to any one thing that we were doing. And then, at the end of the day, it's get the ball in your athletes' hands and let them go do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Last one, Jake. I want to talk to you about Dylan Maxwell winning the Phil Eskew Mental Attitude Award. Such a big, big deal to win that award and cap off a state championship with one of your players winning the Mental Attitude Award. Talk about Dylan.
Well, first thing about Dylan is he now has one more state championship than anybody else in that household, right? But, just a great, great payoff. It's a great family. Awesome that he gets to be recognized for the Mental Attitude Award winner. He works his butt off in the classroom. He's such a humble young man, willing to do whatever it takes. But he is the consistent young man we have on this football team. It's emotionally, physically, he's always there, always leading his group. I run out of words to say about him. I've known him since he was, up to my knees, and that's saying something because I'm pretty short. but to see him you know, be able to be recognized as a senior is a really cool moment.
Coach, one more. We talk about, two people talked about this in the last couple of years. Obviously, it's really come together. The community effect that you've had on the area down there. I seen a T-shirt a few weeks ago, Friday nights in St. Leon, and it was so cool. But you have brought all these little crossroads and communities together as one and galvanized everybody. It's just got to be an incredible feeling for you to look out and see the support that you get week in and week out, and the way the community just loves your guys.
Yeah, I almost get a little emotional, you know, talking about it. Being born and raised in the community, having played through this program, coming back and coaching this program, and then being able to lead this program the last 5 years. It's awesome. It's awesome. We live in a really, really special community. It's you know, I always say St. Leon's special, and I know that's a little tagline, but I really, really mean it. We don't have just one town that you drive through and be able to celebrate it. You know, fortunately for me, I guess growing up is I lived in nearly every part of our district. And so just kind of understand, you know, what each part is in our community. But there's one thing that rallies all of us, and that's around St. Leon, and it's around East Central High School. And it's not just the football program, but with our community just continuing to support these young men, they don't have any clue. They will figure it out when they go other places in their life about just how special it is to be able to be in this environment and to be in our community, to be raised as young men in that place.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Unbelievable job. Two state championships in a row. We appreciate your time and all your time throughout the last 2 years.
Jake, thank you. We appreciate you. Congratulations. For WRBI, this is Jerry Stenger and Rob Moorhead with state championship football coach Jake Miners.